AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Within the past hour, an angry New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, told reporters he was wrong to trust the NFL in the Tom Brady Deflategate scandal.
I've come to the conclusion that this was never about doing what was fair and just.
He says there have been statements and leaks designed to impugn the team and Brady.
Tom Brady is a person of great integrity and is a great ambassador of the game, both on and off the field.
Brady has been suspended for 4 games, and the team docked $1 million and 2 draft picks after the NFL found that it had used softer footballs in a championship game against the Colts. Some quarterbacks consider softer footballs easier to throw and catch, but they're against the rules. The Taliban leader Mullah Omar refused to turn over Osama bin Laden to the U.S. after 9/11. And the resulting U.S. airstrikes drove him out of Afghanistan. Now we're learning that Mullah Omar is dead and has been for 2 years, according to Afghan intelligence. He died in a hospital in Pakistan, we're told, though we don't know the cause of death. Mullah Omar would have been about 53 years old. A British Airways flight from Las Vegas to London has been diverted to Montreal after a bomb threat, according to the Canadians. The plane landed safely in Montreal this morning. A wildfire east of California's Napa Valley has now charged more than 11 square miles after it jumped a containment line in rugged, steep terrain that was baking in triple-digit temperatures. Hundreds of people have been forced to run from that fire. A check of Wall Street for you now. The Dow is up at the moment 74 points. This is AP Radio News. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde says the world economy is recovering, but it's still fragile and faces some downside risks. She likes what she sees in the U.S., though.
We clearly have a strong performer with the United States of America, which is, certainly well into its recovery process.
In an online press conference this morning, Christine Lagarde described China as resilient despite a recent drop in Chinese stock prices. Now to the number of signed contracts to buy homes. The number of contracts signed in June to buy homes fell. Limited supplies of homes on the market are holding back possible sales growth, according to experts. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was about 4.0% last week, according to Freddie Mac. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.